Rosie. Interestingly enough, today is Good News Wednesday here at Cat Country 107.3. Good morning. We're Joe and Jonna. Welcome to a Wednesday morning. It is the fourth day of June. By the way, if you have good news, let us know. 609-383-1073. Or hit the message us button on the Cat Country 107.3 app. Besides being Good News Wednesday, it's National Shopping Cart Day.
Woo! Shopping carts. How much is in yours?
Cheese Day. Who doesn't like cheese?
Do you have a favorite cheese?
Like all cheese.
Block cheese.
All cheese.
Sliced cheese, like from the deli.
Block cheese and sliced cheese. Those aren't sprinkle kinds of cheese. That's the way you cut your cheese.
Sprinkle cheese.
Crinkle cheese.
So
crinkle
like cheese. Cooper Sharp.
No, yes. Flavors
Jack,
of cheese. Yes.
Cheddar. Sharp cheddar.
It's also Old Maid's Day today. What is an old maid? A single woman over the age of 25. Good three things you need to know this morning. Perhaps it's not the best idea when you're in charge of the county's public works department to steal gas from the county and put it in your own company's vehicles.
Yikes.
Allegedly. Authorities say a supervisor in the Atlantic County Department of Public Works has been charged with taking fuel to gas up trucks for his own private business. 47-year-old Joseph Ridley arrested after he provided a gas code to employees of his company named Z5 Logistics LLC. Three employees from his business have also been charged.
Four men accused of killing Cumberland County Prosecutor's Office Detective Sergeant Monica Mosley during a home invasion in October pleaded not guilty yesterday. The defendants are due back in court August 5th.
According to a recent report from the New Jersey State Association of Chiefs of Police, the tiny borough of West Wildwood should disband its police department and instead contract with neighboring Wildwood for police services. The report outlined multiple problems with the department, from chain of command to how evidence is handled to recruiting and retaining officers.
And your South Jersey weather for today, hazy sunshine, hot too, high of 84.
Mama's broken heart. It's time now for Jonna's Fangirl Update.
Well, if you're going to be heading to Nashville over the next few months, make sure you plan to check out Post Malone's massive bar that he plans to open up. It'll be on Nashville's Lower Broadway. It'll be the largest establishment, too, on the entire strip. 26,000 square feet of room to party, okay? He is not messing around. True Posty fashion here. The bar will feature six bars, three stages, and a dining room, plus a rooftop area. This one's going to be epic. You'll find it 305 Broadway. Put it in Google Maps. You can see the street view right now. It's going to be right near Jason Aldean's Kitchen and Rooftop Bar. Everything we know about Post Malone's bar is up now at catcountry1073.com. Checking in with the big hitters for summer 2025 so far. Morgan Wallen continues to reign supreme in the top 40 country songs for June 2025. Justin Case leads the charts right now. And Brandon Lake and Jelly Roll's Hard Rock Hallelujah's in there. Also, Riley Green's and Megan Maroney might have a big one, too, on her hands this summer. Everything we know about summer country music and our predictions up right now on the Cat Country 107.3 app. That's Jonna's Fangirl Update on Cat Country
107.3. Mornings with Joe and Jonna. 2 weeks from tomorrow, the Barefoot Country Music Fest kicks off on the beach in Wildwood. Tickets are sold out, but Jonna, you got a chance for people to win tickets tomorrow.
Yes, I do. So you're going to hunt us down at Joe Canals in Rio Grande. We're going to be there from 2 to 3 for an hour with your shot to win tickets every 30 minutes. So make sure you come and see us. You do have to be present to win. I have two shots for you to score Barefoot tickets tomorrow. Joe Canals in Rio Grande, 2 to 3 p.m. Hope to see you there.
Baby, baby. It's Wednesday. That means in Cat Country Land, it's Good News Wednesday. We want to share your good news.
Yeah, I know you got something going on, whether it's you can spill the beans for your significant other or your grandkids, your niece or nephew, your whoever. But we need to hear about it. So hit us up on the Cat Country 107.3 app. Click the message us button. Let us know your good news. Or you can hit us up the old-fashioned way, 609-383-1073. It's Good News Wednesday. That means we need to know what's going on.
Cat Country 107.3 Mornings with Joe and Jonna. Time now for your Cat Country Joke of the Morning. We do this every weekday morning at this time. That's why we call it the Joke of the Morning.
All right, here we go.
Bree in Egg Harbor Township has sent us today's joke. On the first day of college, the dean addressed the students, pointing out some of the rules. The female dormitory will be out of bounds for all male students, and the male dormitory to the female students. Anybody caught breaking this rule will be fined $25 the first time. Anybody caught breaking this rule the second time will be fined $50. Being caught a third time will incur a hefty fine of $100. Ooh. Are there any questions?
A lot.
At this point, a guy in the crowd inquired, How much for a season pass? Buffett, Cat Country 107.3 with Joe and Jana. It's Wednesday morning. You know what that means?
Could use a little good news today.
It's Good News Wednesday, a chance for you to share your good news and us to share your good news with all of South Jersey.
That's what we're trying to do here, but in order to do that, we got to hear from you. So message us your good news right now on the Cat Country 107.3 app or hit us up 609-383-1073. Share with us your good news. Who just graduated? Who just got a new job? Who just got engaged? Who just got married? Whatever it is, we want to hear from you. It's Good News Wednesday. That's what we do here.
Eighth grade graduations don't count, by the way.
Joe, stop it.
It's Cat Country 107.3. Cat Country 107.3. Mornings with Joe and Jana. Time now for your Cat Country dumb story of the morning.
Where are we off to?
Rio de Janeiro, Brazil. A mom terrified of dentists decided to use super glue to stick her teeth back in her mouth.
Well,
that sounds like a good idea.
Right?
Eventually, the toxic chemicals in the glue meant she lost most of the bones supporting her teeth and her upper jaw.
I'm sure she did.
She was forced to spend her life savings on treatment. It's good morning. We're three things you need to know this morning. Perhaps it's not the best idea when you're in charge of the county's public works department to steal gas from the county and put it in your own company's vehicles.
Yikes.
Allegedly. Authorities say a supervisor in the Atlantic County Department of Public Works has been charged with taking fuel to gas up trucks for his own private business. 47-year-old Joseph Ridley arrested after he provided a gas code to employees of his company named Z5 Logistics LLC. Three employees from his business have also been charged.
Four men accused of killing Cumberland County Prosecutor's Office Detective Sergeant Monica Mosley during a home invasion in October pleaded not guilty yesterday. The defendants are due back in court August 5th.
According to a recent report from the New Jersey State Association of Chiefs of Police, the tiny borough of West Wildwood should disband its police department and instead contract with neighboring Wildwood for police services. The report outlined multiple problems with the department, from chain of command to how evidence is handled to recruiting and retaining officers.
And your South Jersey weather for today, hazy sunshine, hot too, high of 84.
Country 107.3, mornings with Joe and Jana. Cat Country morning birthday shout out start right now.
Here we go.
Happy birthday to Greg Clerico of Summers Point. Victoria Comiskey has a birthday. Happy birthday, Victoria.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to David Price of Wildwood, who's 54. Candy Freilich of Millville is 62. Giovanna Hurrichsen of Estelle Manor. I hope I pronounced that right. Giovanna is 22 today. Kim Romali of Seaville celebrates today. Alyssa Sinclair of Stafford Township has a birthday.
Nice.
Happy birthday to Tori Forrester. Happy birthday, Tori. Noah Walker of Egg Harbor Township is 20 today. Kristen Garcia celebrates. And it's the birthday of Holly Duncan of Blackwood. Happy birthday, Holly.
Happy birthday.
We're running one more flyby. I think that's it. Oh, it was Giovanna Hinrichsen. I hope I got it right that time.
Nailed it.
If we miss you or mispronounce your name, our apologies. Our birthday person of the day today, Noah Walker of Egg Harbor Township. Noah, 20 today.
Noah.
Country 107.3. Good morning. We're Joe and Jana. It's Good News Wednesday.
She could use a little good news today.
What good things are happening in your life? We want to share them with the world. Push out all the nasty stuff and focus on good news, at least for 30 seconds here.
I mean, as long as we can, yeah.
609-383-1073 or hit the message us button on the Cat Country 107.3 app. Karen is in the spirit. She says, my good news is that this morning I didn't have to sit on the phone with IT getting aggravated for 3 hours. She says, today it only took half an hour. I
there
celebrate every win.
That is, yeah, you as you should. You absolutely.
This on our app from Karen in Folsom. She says, Jana, I heard you talk about the car show at Gentilini Chevrolet this weekend.
Yes.
We go there every year. We can't wait.
I'll see you there.
And that's Saturday.
Yes. It's going to be so much fun. I'm so excited.
They've been doing it for a lot of years.
Long time.
A lot of years.
Long, long time.
Mike from Barnegat. I just sold my wife's Tesla and bought her a new truck instead.
Well.
I like that.
There you go.
Mike is on the line from Linwood. Mike, what's your good news?
I got my left infusion on Friday, and I'm melanoma free.
Awesome.
I'm cancer free.
Awesome. That's awesome. That's awesome, Mike. Thanks. Cat Country 107.3 Mornings with Joe and Jana. Coming up on Trivia in about 15 minutes, we have Thomas Rhett tickets to give away. Thomas Rhett at Freedom Mortgage Pavilion in Camden. Friday, July 11th, you can win two tickets coming up on Trivia. Right now, it's Good News Wednesday.
All I really need is a little good news.
We want to share your good news.
And we can do that right now.
good things are happening in your life, 609-383-1073, or hit the message us button on the Cat Country 107.3 app. Donna, you're up next. Hi.
Yes, my good news for today is my daughter graduated college, and she's entering the NASA program in Florida in September.
Nice.
The NASA program?
Yes, I got a smart-ass daughter. Let me tell you. She came home yesterday with the news and had this little diddy-diddy-dit stand going. She goes, guess what, Mom? Guess what? And showed me the letter.
That's awesome. Incredible.
What's she going to do for NASA?
That's classified.
She's going into aerospace engineering. She wants to fly. Yes, her name is Carrie Ann.
And where's she from? It's Cat Country 107.3. Mornings with Joe and John at Cat Country. Morning Trivia is on the air. It's take today. Two tickets to see Thomas Rhett in concert at Freedom Mortgage Pavilion in Camden. That'll be Friday, July 11th at 7:30. You've got two tickets for Thomas Rhett when you win trivia this morning. Here's the question. What is the one thing in your house that gets used more than any other thing? It's the most used thing in your house. What is it? What do you think, Shauna?
Toilet.
You think people use... They have medications for that.
That is not correct. What are you...
It's nothing in your bathroom.
Okay.
Let's just get that out of the way. As usual, the answer to trivia never includes anything that takes place in the bathroom.
Well...
This is the one thing in your house that gets used more than any other one thing. Morning, Switch Joe and Jana, Cat Country Morning Trivia is on the air at stake. We have a couple of tickets to see Thomas Rhett. He's going to be at Freedom Mortgage Pavilion in Camden, July 11th. It's a Friday night. Tickets available at LiveNation.com. Here's the question. This is the one thing in your house that gets used more than any other one thing. Let's go to the phone lines.
Not toilet, by the way.
It's not toilet. You might want to see a doctor about that.
Sorry, I don't know what to say.
Hi, Cat Country. TV remote is absolutely right. You're a winner.
Oh, my God.
What's your name?
Candy.
Candy, obviously you're a little surprised you got it right.
Yeah, my kids are with me too. They're freaking out.
You're a winner.
Whose idea was it?
Me, actually.
Oh, very good.
Say mom's smart, kids. Don't forget it.
Candy, we've got two tickets for you to see Thomas Rhett. Congratulations.
Thank you.
You're welcome. TV remote. You use the TV remote more than anything else in your house, including your toilet, Jana.
That's probably true.
Just make sure you wash your hands between.
Yeah, that's probably true.
TV remotes. Yeah, I guess we use it a lot.
Yeah.
Great. We're Joe and Jana coming up at 8:20. Your first of five chances today to win that fabulous Morgan Wallen trip. In the meantime, it's 2025. What are wives worrying about their husbands? We went to TikTok to find a wife who found her husband's Tinder account online.
Oh, no.
A Tinder account is what? Is like a dating app,
it's
right?
It's a dating app, but like, it's like looser than dating.
The sleazy dating
app. Yeah.
So this wife found her husband's Tinder account. Let's find out what happened.
What's up? What's the problem?
I just found your Tinder account.
That's all, like, ancient history.
Sure.
How dare you?
I never even met anybody or talked to anybody on it.
Why would you be lying to people? Like, you are not fun to be around. You're not active. You do not go to the gym. Why would you lie?
Good morning. We're Joe and Jana. Here are three things you need to know this morning. Perhaps it's not the best idea when you're in charge of the county's public works department to steal gas from the county and put it in your own company's vehicles.
Yikes.
Allegedly. Authorities say a supervisor in the Atlantic County Department of Public Works has been charged with taking fuel to gas up trucks for his own private business. 47-year-old Joseph Ridley arrested after he provided a gas code to employees of his company named Z5 Logistics LLC. Three employees from his business have also been charged.
Four men accused of killing Cumberland County Prosecutor's Office Detective Sergeant Monica Mosley during a home invasion in October pleaded not guilty yesterday. The defendants are due back in court August 5th.
According to a recent report from the New Jersey State Association of Chiefs of Police, the tiny borough of West Wildwood should disband its police department and instead contract with neighboring Wildwood for police services. The report outlined multiple problems with the department, from chain of command to how evidence is handled to recruiting and retaining officers.
And your South Jersey weather for today, hazy sunshine, hot too, high of 84.
Cat Country 107.3, mornings with Joe and Jonna. Time now for my favorite tweets from the last 24 hours.
All right, here we go.
There are five of them. Number one, love when people say, just be yourself. Like, that's not what ruined everything in the first place.
Yeah, right?
Number two, courts just aren't the same since they got rid of their jesters. Court jesters.
Right, like feudal times? Yeah.
Like see, the I what know times?
Feudal times.
Okay.
Isn't that what it's called?
Number three. If you think teachers are upset about students using AI, imagine a bride finding out her groom used it to write his vows. Yikes.
How mad would you be?
Number four. An escape room. Well, you have to remember everyone's name to get out.
Yeah.
We're Joe and Jonna. These are my favorite tweets. Last one, number five. It's 80s day at my 10-year-old school, so I made him walk there without a water bottle and told him to be home before the streetlights come on. It's about right.
Yeah.
We didn't have water. We stayed out. It's Cat Country 107.3. Country 107.3, we're Joe and Jonna. Ladies and gentlemen, children of all ages, we have for you an unbelievable chance to win. It's a trip for two to Cleveland to see Morgan Wallen this summer.
He's not coming anywhere near us anytime soon. So.
We're going to send you to Cleveland, Morgan Wallen, Miranda Lambert, Ella Langley all on the bill. Your trip includes airfare, hotel, $500 spending cash, and tickets for you and whoever you're taking. To win the trip, listen for the Morgan Wallen codes five times every workday, 8:20 and 10:20 in the morning, 1:20 and 4:20 in the afternoon, and in the evening, catch the fifth code about 7:20 on Taste of Country Nights with Evan. When you get a code, go to the Cat Country 107.3 app, push the button that says Morgan Wallen, and type in the code. If you don't have the Cat Country 107.3 app, it's free to download from your
App Store, Google Play, whatever your called. Phone calls
All right, whatever. Ready? Your first code of the day, your 8:20 code is 428.
428. So it's the Morgan Wallen button on the Cat Country 107.3 app, which you have it downloaded for free. You're going to click the Morgan Wallen button, type in 428, and then you're going to come back here at 10:20 for your next code and do it all over again. 428 is the code that you need right now. 4.